Bad Love auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt der Australier gemeinsam mit dem deutschen Filmorchester Babelsberg im Tempodrom und jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Zusammenarbeit mit klassisch ausgebildeten Orchestermusikerinnen und wir finden heraus, wie man solche großen Ideen vorbereitet und verwirklicht. Wir sprechen aber auch über das Kunstprojekt The Bomb, das er mit The Acid verwirklicht hat und das Sacred Ground Festival, das er kuratiert hat zusammen mit Frank Wiedemann. Das alles und noch viel mehr werden wir besprechen. Ich begrüße zunächst nochmal recht herzlich Ryax, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Flux FM once again.
Thanks. It's nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very humbled and kind of in anticipation of playing Tempodrom tonight. It's a crazy feeling.
With an orchestra.
With an orchestra.
That's great.
Just in that incredible room.
Yes. You're going to perform with the Film Orchestra Babelsberg tonight.
Yes.
And with various other local orchestras throughout the European tour. How did you come up with a crazy idea like that? And how does one prepare the orchestras and oneself for a huge idea like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been my dream, you know. When I thought about starting to tour again and play music on this scale again, I really, for me, the penultimate experience was to kind of think about playing with orchestras in some of the most beautiful venues around Europe. So it's a little bit strange that it's here that I'm doing it. It's a lot of work, and there's an amazing team that I have that's helped me get to that point. Mm-hmm. You know, just writing the charts out, just writing the string pieces, it's all so much work, but it really makes for an incredible feeling for us on stage and for people coming and just, you know, it's so different to what a lot of people are doing in that live context, and that feels really important to me.
Yeah. So you did write all the charts for the string arrangements and you send them to the orchestras and
yeah,
so they had to learn them and prepare themselves for you as an artist and for the shows.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wrote the strings on the record, and then a good friend of mine and one of my members in the band, Eric, kind of charted them out. And so he's conducting live from stage as well.
Wow.
And it's a lot of pressure. You're working with some of the most incredible musicians, you know, on the continent. You're working with the Brussels Philharmonic and the Babelsberg Film Orchestra here. And it's just in every country we're playing with some of the premier orchestras. But it's beautiful. It's this combination, too, of what is classical music and what is new, and finding a way to kind of harmonize these two worlds is exciting to me.
Yeah, and it worked out already for a few times, right?
Yeah, we've tried it a couple times. I mean, Concert House here in Berlin,
yeah.
And it was incredible. So we decided, how do we do that across Europe?
Yeah.
And here we are.
And your bookers are like, oh no, we're not going to make money again. Why is he always coming up with ideas don't make money?
You know, I'll let you guys in on the secret here. I've never made money touring because I pour all the funds back into the shows. Mm. And even more so on this tour, you know, losing money, but doing it out of love and doing it because I wanted to create something very, very special. And I see shows like that. You know, I don't need to be on stage for myself anymore, my own ego. I really see it as a giving experience. So how do we create something that's so unique and beautiful? And you really curate an experience rather than a show at a venue you go to every night. How do you create something really memorable and sacred?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a memorable night.
It feels tonight. That way. We'll see. You know, you never know.
And then at the end of the day, you're going to pick your favorite orchestra and we're going to record more with them, maybe.
Yeah.
We will see if the Film Orchestra Babelsberg, if they are
featuring
the hot shots, or the Stuttgarter Kammerorchester, you know, maybe they're better. They're funkier. Maybe you'll take them into the studio one day.
Funky is the word I think about when I'm thinking of orchestras. I'm looking for the funkiest orchestra.
Yeah. Have you heard about the one guy's chum? You gotta go chum.
Yeah. Motown Orchestra. No, every orchestra is different.
Yeah.
And you learn that, and they all feel the music slightly differently, and that's part of the beauty of who we are as humans. We all experience things differently. But
yeah.
You know, there's definitely strings and other stuff on the new record as well, and it's just beautiful to open up this new material, some new songs. Like I'm playing like probably three or four new songs tonight as well.
Cool.
With the orchestra, so it's nice to kind of experience it all for the first time together.
You saw the orchestra experience and the next album. They're going to come from the same place, kind of. Is the orchestra experience going to bleed into the new album?
No, not yeah. In some ways, there's definitely strings, but it's not going to be orchestral. The new record really is exploring a lot of kind of a lot more rhythms as well. So it's similar in a way. You know, it was interesting listening to Nils Frahm record, and he's brought in some, you know, percussion and voices and different elements. And I think as artists, what we want to do is expand our own artistic expression more than anything else. So this next record for me is very much in that direction of just bringing in as more old analog synths and stuff used in ways that connect with strings.
Oh.
You know, drum machines that make sense alongside horns, you know, bass clarinets. And so it's, you know, and you see it even someone like Bon Iver, who's able to bring in different elements. And we're all exploring. We're all trying new things. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. How do we explore and open ourselves up for more?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful for us as listeners, but it's beautiful for the artists themselves as well, right? It's not. Yeah. And that's the cool thing when you're slightly outside of the whole pop business thing that's happening, because you can evolve, you can try out new things, and it's not going to be like, well, your last single was quite successful, maybe you should repeat the sound.
There's still pressure, you know, it's still scary, because you know, for me, like, I love African music and Indian music, and so I noticed that I would lean into a rhythm, and it would be an African rhythm that I'm playing on something. Like, I played all the percussion on the new record so far. So, you know, and then you just have to not judge it. You just have to say, do I love it? It doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter what it is. Do I connect to it? Do I love it? And then ultimately share that part of yourself. And the community that you build will come with you. And maybe some people connect less, but then others more. So I think you have to be really respectful to the community and the you know, I don't like calling people fans, but that balance, of what people trust you for as well, which is sometimes like you put on, you know, you listen to a beautiful composer from the past because you know what you're going to get. And it's a balance between that and exploring new territory for sure.
Yeah. And I think your fans, I can call them fans because I know that they are. I think your fans have adjusted to the fact that you're trying out new things here and there, and that you're not, that the new Rye X album is going to be slightly different from the one before.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's interesting.
You've taught them.
You played Bad Love, which is, it kind of belongs in a middle territory. Bad Love doesn't sound like the new record. The new record kind of is more of a continuation from Dawn. But at the same time, you know, I make techno music with Frank Wiedemann, and I make weird exploratory music with the acid, and I make soundscape music. So I just like to take all the barriers off and just make art and make music.
Now that I've mentioned the acid, let's listen to them, because I have a few questions regarding the acid and the project, The Bomb.
Yes, please.
The Acid mit Basic Instincts. The Acid, ein weiteres Projekt, in das Rye X verbandelt ist, so möchte ich es formulieren. Und die Acid ist auch das Projekt, das sich mit einer Installation, mit einer Kunstinstallation quasi in die großen Konzerthäuser auch gewagt hat, auch beim, wie sagt man nochmal, beim Nobelpreis haben sie damit einen Auftritt hingelegt, und darüber will ich noch kurz ein paar Fragen stellen. The Bomb is like an art installation that you've worked on with the acid, and you've played at in front of the Nobel Prize committee.
Yes.
With that project, and it's like a film installation, and it's, your music is happening. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing project. We played a Nobel Peace Prize because the director of the project, one of the directors, is one of the members that won, part of the members of ICANN.
Okay, cool.
It's essentially an anti-nuclear film installation music project. We wrote all the music. We live score it, perform. Essentially, it's set up traditionally in the round. So you have eight huge screens surrounding you. Everybody's in the middle of those screens, and we're in the center. There's this light installation as well. And we're basically showing all this incredible archive footage, some of which has never been seen before, of the history of nuclear weapons and the kind of emotional lineage and story as well. And then the music is really there as a template to your emotional connection to it. So it's like going to an acid show while you're sitting in a huge room of screens.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a very, it's multimedia, it's really intense, experience, but what you leave with is a really personal experience based on the re-awareness of nuclear activity in the world and the re-awareness of our power to do something about it, you know.
It's a topic that kind of has been forgotten or had been forgotten for a few years, maybe for decades as well, but now it's coming back.
Until Trump came back.
Yeah. And Kim Jong-un as well.
Yeah, and Kim Jong. So basically it's, you know, it's in general, I think it's a time for all of us to kind of re-expand our awareness of nuclear, climate change, you know, socioeconomic. There's kind of platforms around the world that are happening now of awareness. And we're just, well, I'm really honored to be a part of something like that. And in a way, at the forefront of, you know, the artistic movement again, I think artists need to be engaged in things they love, they love and they care about and create change in the world. So. Yeah. You know, we're out there doing that and we're working on a new Acid record as well and exploring new music together. So it's a really worthwhile, beautiful thing to
do. And I want to thank you for doing stuff like that as well. Thanks. Because, I mean, I think it's an important time, or it's important nowadays that artists do speak up about certain things.
Yeah, we have to
speak up. Because there's so many crazy developments that are happening right now.
Everyone's afraid. Artists are afraid to stand up right now because of... You know, there's a right wing and a left wing, and you've got fans on both sides, and people don't want to, you know, get anyone upset. It's like, take a stand.
Yeah.
You know, we need to, as artists, as everybody, but artists included, to kind of share our real heart with the world and create some change. So I want to do a lot more of that as I move forward.
Yeah, cool. I want to thank you for that. And now you have to leave because the sound check is coming up. There's the orchestra.
It's a very stressful
the orchestra
situation.
Is already waiting. The conductor's like already, you know, on this thingy there. Tick, 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 tick. Wee, wee, wee. They're already tuning up the strings and stuff.
You're laughing, but it's actually happening. Yeah.
So one quick question about the Sacred Ground Festival,
please.
Which is going to happen in July. You're going to curate it. You have curated it, I guess, with Frank Wiedemann.
Yes.
I've heard about Aetna playing there, which are one of my favorite bands.
Yes.
From Germany. They're crazy good.
Yes.
Are there a few more details that you can reveal now?
Yeah, I mean, Sacred Ground has become, you know, it's an anti-festival in a way, but it's become my favorite festival gathering to be at every year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Frank and I and our friend Max put it on, but it's nothing to do with that. It's like you take your shoes off, you're barefoot in the countryside on a beautiful farm. There's a lake, you're swimming, there's no backstage, everyone's together. It's just the most unifying, beautiful feeling of taking away hierarchy and stuff as well, of stages and backstages. So that's the premise of Sacred Ground and holistic arts and sustainable food.
Yeah.
And
all artists get the same amount of money.
Yeah, all the artists get paid the same amount of money. So people showing up, it's a gift from them too. You know, this year, a couple names, obviously... I'm going to go do another set there in Frank, and we're going to do different things. I'll probably DJ it, and Frank and I might do a back-to-back. We're going to explore things, but we've got Roman Flugels coming, Gerd Janssen. It's just crazy. We're announcing more artists today.
Yeah.
And we're already, I think, half or more than half sold out before we're kind of announcing who's playing. So it's a beautiful ethos that's building and we just really want the right people to show up and come with your hearts open. And it's a very, very, very special weekend.
And that's a good sign for people that they realize what this beautiful thing that is, that they've already bought tickets without even knowing who's going to play.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we're building, what's amazing is people that come one year end up coming every year they fall in love with it. And that's what it's about, is building a family, like a much larger scale family. But we do limit the tickets quite small. We keep it in a place where you get to know everyone there over the 3 days.
Yeah.
And everyone takes care of everybody and has a unified experience, as opposed to this broken up festival context of, you know, people drinking drugs, people losing control, anger, frustration. Like that just doesn't happen at Sacred Ground. And the artists, you know, you get someone like Mike, like Rudhad, just playing whatever records he wants, or Christian from Armour.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, Gigi Messins and soundscape artists coming, and just you get to explore as an artist and play what you want to play instead of what you're expected to play for a festival.
Cool.
So it's a really free space. And just one of my most favorite things to turn up at that and share that weekend.
People out there, wer Early Bird Tickets haben möchte, der kann die jetzt tat auch schon käuflich erwerben auf sacredground.de. Da kann man sich heute schon Tickets kaufen fürs Festival, das dann stattfinden wird vom 13. bis zum 15. Juli. Mein Name ist Vinson und ich verabschiede mich von Rye X, der bei mir zu Gast war. in Studio 1 by Flux FM. Thank you, Rai, for coming. All the best of luck for all these next steps that you've planned, and we'll meet again.
Yes, I hope so. Vielen lieben Dank, everybody. Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.